Tantor Audio presents Let Love Stay by Melissa Collins. Narrated by Sean Crisden and Cheryl Ray. Chapter 1. Read. Monday, December 10th, 2012. As the sliding glass doors of the hospital power open, the afternoon sun blinds me. While my eyes adjust to the glaring light, I can't help but notice the irony of the scene before me. A husband is gingerly assisting his wife out of her wheelchair. The back door of their car is still open, and I can see a tiny bundle of blankets. Inside, I'm sure there's a tiny newborn, carefully secured in a brand new car seat. Maddie's words replay in my head, "I'm pregnant. A baby. My baby. Our baby." At that last thought, my gut clenches, and, if possible, my heart breaks even more. I've been apart from Maddie for less than 10 minutes, and already I miss her so much that I feel like I can't breathe without her. Okay, even I'll admit that I'm being a bit melodramatic, but she means everything to me, and when she needs me the most, I'm a fucking coward and I let her push me away. And I walked away. I didn't fight for her, for us, for our future as a family. I didn't have the courage to say everything I needed to say. Instead, I just let my shock get the best of me. When she said she was pregnant, it was as if everything just stopped. My world faded to black and I shut down. I couldn't process anything. I'm sure I looked like an asshole. The love of my life just told me that she's going to have my baby, and I started talking about how it was going to affect my life. But now, as I walk towards Jack's pickup truck and unlock the doors, I can't help...